Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Well, the girls got a big win on the road. Now it's time for the boys to do it here on the road at Benjamin Russell. It's the Tigers and the Wildcats in the varsity boys game. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. It was the Lady Tigers with a big win. It was a three-point game at the half. They come back and win 73-45. Well, they were leading at the half, but they end up pulling away, I should say, and they win 73-45 thanks to a 30-point performance by Brooke Hallman, and another 25 by Braylee Winfrey helped the Tigers get a big win on the road. But the boys are up next as they take on the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell. And just tonight ago, we saw this Auburn High boys team get a win over Montgomery Academy 82-62 in a game that was very well spread out in terms of scores, right? We had 10 different Tigers who were able to score last night for this varsity boys team, led by a couple of Tigers, actually. Trenton Maynard and Antoine Daniels both had 13. We were able to talk to Tabari Allen last night, who had 12, one of his best games in this young season. Also, the crossover three-point, or the crossover dribble three, that was just a dagger right before the half last night at Auburn High School Gymnasium. And so I'm looking for Auburn to do that again here tonight. Can you get it into multiple hands? Can you get up and down the floor? Looking at this Benjamin Russell team, they've got some size, and they're going to run and gun. And head coach Chris Brandt told us that they're going to run, they're going to shoot, they're going to force you to play half-court basketball, especially on the offensive end of the floor. And so size-wise, they match up pretty well. So Auburn's not just going to be able to out-physical and out-talent this team. You got to out-play, out-work, and out-shoot them. And I think Auburn can do that. But if they don't, you could be in trouble in a place that head coach Chris Brandt told us we don't play well here historically, but he loves to play this game, and anytime they call, he wants to play. So we'll tell you more about it and have the starting lineups and opening tip when we come back as Auburn gets ready to take on Benjamin Russell. I want to remind you, though, really quick, that each one of our game broadcasts here on the Auburn High Sports Network is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. We're back after this with starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Benjamin Russell here on the road. This is Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, a proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with the home team tonight, the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. Wearing number one is Sedarian Morgan. Wearing number three is Lajavius Calhoun. Wearing number five is Kendrick Bird. Wearing number 10 is Caleb Robinson. And spreading the 14 is Caleb McClendon. For your Auburn High Tigers, we look at them now as they step on the floor. Wearing number zero, the point guard, is Trendon Maynard. He wears number five. Peyton Plott, the receiver, is out there to start the game tonight. Tabari Allen had the big game a night ago, spiriting number 12 for Auburn High. Also wearing number 2, Carl Lindsay gets the start tonight at shooting guard. And to tip things away for the Tigers is Antoine Daniels, who had a good game last night as well. So Auburn is going to be tipping it away, moving left to right on your radio dial. The Wildcats will be moving right to left. Tigers in their robe blacks. With the white numbers front and back, the blue Auburn High A on the front with Tigers as the name on the back. Looking really sharp in the blue Auburn High A as well on the black jersey and the black shorts. As for Benjamin Russell, they're in their home whites with BRHS in maroon with the navy or the maroon numbers on front and back as well. Tigers have it in the half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. They've got it now down to Antoine Daniels. We're just 20 seconds into the opening quarter. He dribbles baseline, steps out of bounds, turnover. A turnover to start the game for Auburn. They win the tip. And Antoine stepped on the baseline. So we're coming this way again. Wildcats moving right to left as we look at it. Bringing it up the floor is Calhoun. They'll hand off to Bird, who stands inside the half-court circle. Good crowd here. Good student section as well for Benjamin Russell. At the top now is Morgan. Works it to the right wing, guarded heavily. Tigers in man-to-man. Daniels has the steal. In the open floor, and he slams it down. Antoine Daniels starts the game with a right-hand slam to get the crowd going here on the road, and the fans are on their feet wearing blue. You just know when he gets in space, he's going to do something magical. He's 6'6" in every bit of it and slams it down. Tigers lead 2-0. 6:45 in the first quarter. Lots of noise here for the boys' game. Off the right side, pressured heavily. Now picked up by Daniels onto the right wing again. Guarded by Peyton Plott. It's Robinson. Drives right hand, traveled on the way in. Off of his foot. Should be going the other way. And it is. Turnover on Benjamin Russell. And the Tigers take over. That's some good uniforms going tonight. Tigers have the Auburn High A on the right side of their shorts. As Benjamin Russell's got the maroon BR on the side of their shorts, looking pretty sharp. As the Tigers working around the perimeter, Daniels drives baseline, kicks it to the corner. Carl Lindsay, 4-3, no. And Peyton Plott couldn't pull down the board, and here come the Wildcats. In transition, took an extra step, couldn't get the layup to go, hits the floor hard, and the Tigers are running now. On the right side, Maynard in transition, 4-3, bang. A confident stroke from zero in black, and the Tigers have a 5-point lead to open up the game. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter. Right volleyball line, guarded heavily by Maynard, goes around him, held defense from Antoine, and gets called for a block foul. It kind of slid in just a little bit. Didn't think it was a ton of contact, but they are going to call it, and they are going to call it in the act of shooting for Caleb Robinson. Steps up to the line for the first free throw attempts in the early going. 5-0 Auburn over Benjamin Russell. 5:47 to play in the first quarter. Robinson, first free throw, no good. If you're just now joining us, the Auburn High girls got a big win over Benjamin Russell in the first game, hoping the boys can do the same. They're out to a 5-0 lead thanks to a one-hand slam by Antoine Daniels, and then a three by Trendon Maynard. That free throw is good for Caleb Robinson to put the Wildcats on the board. Maynard's got it, takes the screen from Allen. He'll flush out Peyton Plott off the right side. He's got it at the point, works it around. Peyton Plott now on the left wing with 5.5 to play. Kicks it to Daniels. Thought about the three. He's got it off the left side. Kicks it to Plott. He wants a three. Too strong. And pulled down on the backside. And Russell, Benjamin Russell, that is able to clear. pushes ahead off the right side, guarded by Carl Lindsay. It's Kendrick Byrne. He's on the baseline, cut off. Feeds it to the right side. Now back to Byrne in the corner. Again guarded by Lindsay. Gives up baseline. Allen there to help. Cross-court pass. Right wing three. Faked it into the lane. Swatted away by Daniels. Rebound pulled down by Byrne. Contact on the layup. Gets it to go. No call. And it's a one-point game. Excuse me, a two-point game. Daniels, transition three. Bang! Antoine Daniels is feeling it tonight. He's got 5 of the 8 for the Tigers, who put pressure on the inbound. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. 8-3, Tigers lead over Benjamin Russell here on the road. Lots of noise being made on both sides. Tigers expand on a 2-3 zone. It's Allen at the top. He guards Byrne. Help by Lindsay. Thrown to the right wing. That's a deep three by the big man, and he drills it. Sedarian Morgan shot that thing with confidence. That's what you got to do nowadays. If you're going to play down low, you got to step out and shoot as well, and he does. Back within two are the Wildcats. Lindsay at the point, crossover dribble, into the lane, lost it on the way up, and is able to kick it out. Maynard couldn't handle it. And then poked from behind. Peyton Plotz got it in his hands. At the point, finds Daniels, fakes, free throw line, jumper, no. And pulled down by Byrne. Tipped out to Carl Lindsay, who was standing right there. I don't know what Kendrick Byrne was doing, but he tipped it right to the hands of Carl Lindsay, who lays it in like the easiest layup of his life. Tigers will take the gimme 2 points. They're up by four. 3:40 to play, first quarter. On the left wing, it's Sedarian Morgan. Just crossed up Antoine Daniels and could not make him pay. That would have been highlight reel. That would have put Jabari Allens on the 10th spot. That would have been number one. Daniels looks for a three. He can't do it. As Maynard comes flying in on the putback, it is knocked out of bounds. It stays with Auburn High. The opposite side of the gym was going to go absolutely berserk if Sedarian Morgan had knocked down that three. He had Daniels stepping all over the place, but was able to recover nicely. It is Daniels now who's got it. He'll hand off to the point guard, and everybody will reset. No stoppages yet. We got 3:16 to play, counting down in the first quarter. Tigers on top 10-6 over Benjamin Russell. Peyton Plott into the lane, kicks out. Daniels, 4-3, no. And Maynard tries to fight for the board, can't do so, and cleared by the Wildcats. As Tyler Dixon and Trey Ross are going to step up to the scorer's table, they'll sub into the next dead ball. Maynard guards the ball now on the right side of the floor in front of the home seating sign here at Benjamin Russell. Big glass windows up atop on that side, on both sides actually, as works his way in. Does Morgan looking for a foul call, can't get it. Plott puts his head down, can't get there. He did get there, rather, just couldn't lay it in. As Cash Reef is going to stand up and sub in at the next dead ball as well. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. It's still a 4-point lead for Auburn. And feeds it into the corner, and Benjamin Russell's going to reset. They'll reset with Robinson, and now they'll reset with McClendon. Back to Robinson now. Bright green neon shoes he's got on. He drives on Peyton Plott, knocked away. Should be Auburn, but when it is. And one of the very few stoppages we've had. Auburn's going to sub in four guys as Reef, Hightower, Dixon, and Ross will sub in. The only starter remaining on the floor is Trendon Maynard, wearing number zero. 2:10 to play, first quarter. Auburn on top, 10-6. And I think we had a wet spot on the far end. We do. Had a wet spot in front of the Benjamin Russell bench, so the Tigers will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Again, only starter on the floor right now is Trendon Maynard. Still trying to wipe up that wet spot. 10-6 Tigers, 2:06 to play in the opening quarter, as Antoine has to get stretched out a little bit before he goes back in on the floor. Not sure what's going on down there. I can't quite see. All right, here we go. Now we're ready. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Maynard gets the screen from Dixon up top. He's got it on the left wing. Feeds it back to Dixon. Thought about the three. Now back to Maynard. That's a deep three. Left wing rattles home for Trendon Maynard. Love seeing that young man shoot. He's got 6 in the first quarter. Tigers expand their lead. They're up 13-6. 13-6, Tigers lead, 1:40 to play in the first quarter. It's Morgan off the left side. Drives in, gets all sorts of contact, and is fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. So Darian Morgan has just the one made basket. It's the three that he hit from the left wing. He's got a chance to add a couple of more at the charity stripe. And first free throw is short. First half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 135 in the first frame. 13-6 is now 13-7. Morgan leads all Wildcat scorers with four. 13-6. Tigers have it again. Four out of five bench players are on the floor right now. It's Hightower off the right wing. Tries to go down low to Trey Ross. Gets cut off on the baseline. Maynard wants another three. Got it! Woo-wee! Trendon Maynard taking shooting practice with Brooke Coleman from game one. Tigers can't miss. Here inside of Benjamin Russell's gym. 16-6 is the score. We're under a minute to play in the opening quarter. It's Morgan at the top, picked up heavily by Dixon. Gets help from Ross, steps into a floater at the free throw line and knocks it down. That's a tough shot from Morgan, man. He had two defenders draped all over him. It didn't matter. Tigers lead by seven with 40 seconds to play. Maynard in the half court. He's got it on the left wing. He'll feed it to Dixon around now for Hightower. Excuse me, that's Reef. Now in the lane, it's Dixon. Goes up, trying to feed it to the corner. Had it knocked away. And the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell will slow it down with under 30 seconds to play. Tigers lead by seven. It's Morgan off the right side. We're in the first frame, counting down. Morgan picks up his dribble on the right wing. Looks for escape, bounce pass. He gets it. Guarded heavily by Maynard. Poked away, able to corral it. He's got 13 now on the right wing. Guarded by Trey Ross. It's one-on-one. Everybody signals to get out of the way with 6 seconds now. Down to five. Step back, straight away three with four, and he buried it. He absolutely buried it. It's Darian Morgan. You could not play better defense if you were Trey Ross right there. Just a great player making a great shot. Tigers lead by four, 16-12. We head to the second quarter. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter. It's Sedarian Morgan who hit the big-time shot right at the buzzer from straight away about 28 feet. And that's where the Wildcats have it moving right to left as we look at it. Here on the campus of Benjamin Russell, Tigers lead 16-12 of Auburn High School. On the right side, it is Tyler Dixon, who guards heavily. Tigers throw a double. Tamari Allen back in the ballgame now. Straight away three. Thought about it, did Bird. Pulls up from the right elbow. Good. This team is disciplined as Benjamin Russell. That was a three attempt off the right wing. Rebound fought for underneath. Do they call a jump ball? They did not. They called a foul. They called a foul on Auburn. They did. They called a foul on Cash Reef. I thought it was a clean jump ball. They're going to call a foul on four and black. It is Reef, Ross, Dixon, Allen, and Daniels, the five on the floor for Auburn High to start this second quarter. We have a two-point lead. We're a minute in. In the half court are the Wildcats. kick to the near side. Now up to the point, it's Bird. He's guarded by Tabari Allen with 6:50 to play. We're trying to go inside, nothing there. As Dixon slips on the floor, there's all sorts of wet spots on this floor, man. Tigers have been slipping all night long. Poked around, ball's on the floor. Tigers are on the floor. Trey Ross comes up with it. That was a kick ball in the lane, didn't get called. Goes out of bounds off of Satarian Morgan, and we're going the other way. A diving effort by one and wide. A heck of an effort by the big man. Couldn't quite get there, and Tigers force a turnover on the chaotic play. Tigers are able to get the basketball. As Carl Lindsey's going to sub in Trey Ross, the junior. We'll have a seat. We talked to head coach Chris Brandt last night about Trey Ross and Tyler Dixon. Both guys are really starting to come into form and play with a lot of confidence. I'd love to see Tyler get some big-time minutes here. As he's on the left wing right now waiting a pass. Doesn't get it. It's Reef. Now he gets it. How about that? Can I do it? No. It's pulled down. Carl Lindsey there. Poor man can't get paid. He can't knock down the layup, the putback. Dixon was there to tip it in. Can't do so. Reef's got it straight away. High arcing three. Too strong off the back iron. And skies for the rebound was Caleb McClendon. I think he touched the rim when he grabbed the basketball. And we're 2 minutes in to the second quarter. It's still a two-point lead for Auburn. Off the right wing, dribbles right hand, and that's a travel in the lane. Yes, it is. Called travel on Benjamin Russell. Moving the other way, 5:56 to play in the second quarter, 16-14, Auburn on top. It is Allen, Maynard back in the ballgame now. Lindsey, Daniels, and Cash Reef as Tyler Dixon will have a seat. Maynard to bring it up the floor, picked up immediately. That is Jaya Hunter. Who's in the ballgame? Maynard works it to the corner. Now it's Carl Lindsey who brings it back. Bounce pass to Maynard with 5:40 to play. In this second quarter, still a two-point lead. Not much scoring happening in this second quarter. Reef stuck in the corner, dribbles baseline, had it poked away. We've had one made basket in 2.5 minutes of play in this second quarter. It's Bird straight away. He's guarded by Reef. Kicked into the corner for Morgan. It's one guarding one. Ball's on the floor. He dives on it. Finds a man on the low block and lays it in over Trendon Maynard. Heck of a play by Morgan to find Caleb Robinson. That's good for two, and we're tied at 16. This is where Auburn likes to press themselves a little bit. Can they slow down and play good offense and find a good shot? That's a good shot. Lindsey in the corner. Can't knock it down. And Morgan jumps Antoine Daniels for the rebound. Fans are on their feet on the far side of the gym. 16 apiece here between Benjamin Russell and your Auburn High Tigers with 4:45 to play in the second quarter. Up and around, the scoop and score won't go. And here comes Antoine Daniels now in transition. Kicks to the corner. That's a three for Maynard. Trendon Maynard having the best shooting night of the season so far. He's into double digits and the Tigers take a three-point lead. Good find by Daniels, who didn't take it into traffic. He just stopped, kicked it out, and Maynard knocks down another one. He's got several three-pointers on the night so far. Having a heck of a ball game is the 6-foot junior into the lane. Wild shot, a bailout foul. That's going to send Caleb Robinson to the line on what was a reach-in foul. Who'd they call? I believe they called Carl Lindsey on the foul. They did. And so that will put Caleb Robinson on the free throw line. That was Auburn's first points of the second quarter. We've got 4:12 to play. First free throw, no good. Be sure you stay with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you a lot about this game. Also sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team and talk about their big win here on the road. And Brooke Hallman's 30 points for the Auburn High girls. That's coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Second free throw from Robinson goes 0 for 2. Reef advances the basketball. On the right side, it's Maynard. They'll work it around all the way to the opposite corner for Carl Lindsey. That's his spot. Just can't get him to fall tonight. It was short and pulled down by Morgan. And Hightower's going to step in. Carl Lindsey just not able to knock him down from out there. So far tonight, 3:51 now. Morgan works off the left wing by Antoine. Dano's installing from behind. Cashree picks his pocket, goes up and lays it in with the right hand. Good effort and good play by Four in Black as Morgan was so focused on Antoine Daniels. They've been going at it all night long. Cashree picked that pocket and was gone. You're not going to catch him. And the Tigers are on top by five. 21-16, Tigers lead, and a throwing it away. The Wildcats throw it away into their own stands. And the Tigers, maybe an unforced turnover, if you will. Carl Lindsay sits down. And Joseph Hightower's back in the ballgame. 21-16, low scoring in this one compared to the girls' game we just saw a little bit ago. 3:24 to play in the second quarter. Maynard to Reef. Back to Maynard. They swing for Hightower. Look to go inside. Not there. Reef off the right wing. Kicks to the corner for Daniels. He can't find it. Tigers working inside now. Tabari Allen. Kick to the corner. Daniels. Three. Bang! That's good. Effective offense. Work it inside and back outside for the Tigers. And a smooth shooting stroke for One in Black. Tigers throw the double as soon as they cross half court. Now it's on the right wing into the right corner. Throws it back to the left wing. Thinks about the three. Bird lets it fly. Do you like that? Can't get it to go. And Daniels tips it around and pulls down the board. He puts his head down with 2:40 to play. Tabari Allen, he wants a three. He got a three. Tabari Allen is on the board for the first time, and the Tigers are up by double digits, up by 11 with 2:35 to play in the second quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
The Tigers have gone on a run. An 11-0 run, that is. This thing was tied up at 16 apiece. And the Tigers have scored 11 straight points with 2:35 to play in the second quarter. Auburn's on top 27-16. Welcome back in to the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the campus of Benjamin Russell High School on a Tuesday night back-to-back basketball broadcast. Man, can't ask for anything better than that. As the weather gets a little colder here in December, Tigers are all in action tonight. What a shot. Oh, my goodness. That was Caleb McClendon for his first bucket of the night, just making a play happen at the free throw line just off the right side in traffic. He buries it to end the drought. Still an 11-2 run for the Tigers as they're moving left to right on your radio dial. Maynard's got it on the right side. Daniels bounce pass underneath. Allen goes to work and lost it on the way up, and he was fouled. And they are going to say it was on the shot, so Tabari Allen we'll get two. He hit the big three. That forced Benjamin Russell to call that timeout. And the first free throw is off the left side. Trendon Maynor leads all scorers. He had nine in the first. He's got three here in the second. And he subs out. Does Trendon. He deserves a little break as Tabari Allen rattles home. The second free throw goes 1-for-2. He's got four now. Under two to play in this first half. Tigers are up by 10. Across is Robinson. He'll hand off to Bird on the left side. Tigers expand on the 2-3 zone. They kick it over. Now inside the half-court circle, he works his way to the right volleyball line. Picked up by Hightower and tries to bounce pass it. He does. And back over to Robinson on the right side, guarded by Hightower one-on-one. Into the lane, help side defense by Tabari Allen, but believe they're going to get Hightower on the reach-in foul. Did they say? Yeah, okay, I thought it was Hightower. I thought it was, yeah. They said three in black. That's Joseph Hightower. He's going to get called for the foul. Will the 5'11", Junior. He puts so much pressure on the basketball when he guards. Just a little too much that time. First free throw for Caleb Robinson is good. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 134 in this Russell DeWitt Center. First half, Tigers are up by 9 and make it 8. Couple of free throws from Caleb Robinson. Tigers still up by 8 with 1.5 minutes to play. Plott kicks it into the corner for Hightower and back to Peyton Plott. He stands inside the half-court circle looking for some help. He turns the corner, gets in the lane, and lays it in with the right hand. Nobody can keep up with number 5, and he puts it in for his first points on the evening. Tigers have held off of full-court press a lot tonight. I think they're afraid of what this Benjamin Russell team is capable of. Bounce pass here in the near corner. Hits to Bird, guarded by Peyton Plott. 5-on-5 now. Off to the left side. They work it around. Now back to the point. Picked up by Tabari Allen with under a minute. Lets it go off the screen. Can't get the friendly roll. And Hightower's able to clear. Plott ahead for Tabari Allen. Steps in. 2-3. No. And Plott fights for the board. Comes up with it and into the hands of a Wildcat with 42 seconds to play. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Picked up double team. Now triple team. Finds a man open. It is Morgan. Bounce pass. Pump fake. Lay in. Good. Jaquavius Graham is in the game for the first time. Good play by Morgan to find the open man. We're under 25 seconds to play. Tigers have it in the half court. They can hold for the final shot. They lead 30-22. That's exactly what they're going to do. Peyton Plott off the left side. He'll hand to Hightower, who turns the corner. He kicks it. That's Reef. 4-3. Knocks it down. And lets the crowd know about it. Cash Rafe is up to 5. So much for the final shot. Here comes Morgan up the floor. Across half court with 2. Lets it fly with 1. And it's an air ball. And the Tigers will take an 11-point lead into the half. 33-22. Auburn on top. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls. Talk about their big win and tell you about this one a little bit more. That's here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, where the Auburn High boys lead the Benjamin Russell Wildcats here on the road, 33-22 at the half. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and as we usually do, we sit down with the head coach of the Auburn High girls team, head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, welcome in. Great win tonight, man. Go Tigers.
Yeah, go Tigers. Go Tigers. This is a good win. I know we knew coming in that Benjamin Russell was a different team. We knew they got some kids in, and the coaching staff is different, and so
yeah.
You know, they got after us a little bit that first half.
That first half was close. I mean, yeah. what'd you say to your team? You're only up by three at the half, closest than it's been in most of your games. Yeah. Not all, but yeah. Most of them. And yeah. So, and then you come out and just run away with it.
Well, it's like I tell them every time. We have goals, and so our goal is to score 20 points a quarter. And so when we went back, we were at 31. So, like, we're not too far from our goal. I mean, it's just because we're playing a team that's good enough to keep the pace with us.
Yeah.
And I just told them they weren't going to be able to hang with us in the second half, and we just continue to stay towards our goal. And I think we got close to it, finished with 73, you know, 7 points away from where we want to score for a quarter. So,
Brooke Hallman. I mean, about her. She had 9 made threes tonight, Coach. She had 30 total points on a night where Daly didn't shoot all that well.
Yeah, this has to be. I'm not sure if Sarah Strohmeyer had, you know, 9, mm-hmm. and I got to go back and look at the record books, but I told her tonight I was going to check it and see.
Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate. That was an amazing showing.
That was unbelievable.
And so I was happy for her because she's been struggling to get going a little bit, coming back from flag football and kind of getting her form down. And so this is a good night for her.
And then you had the consistency of Braylee Winfrey, who had 25, a quiet 25, if that's possible, Coach, because of Brooke's 30.
Yeah, I mean, Braylee is a great player. She does all the extra stuff. She does all the gritty work. She's like that hard hat kind of player that kind of just gets in there and bangs. And she may miss a shot, but she's going to go get her own rebound. So, you know, it's a blessing just to have kids that can play the game at this high level. And so I'm very, very, very grateful to be where we are. And so there's still a lot of work to do, so we'll take tomorrow off, and then we're going to get our conditioning a little bit better the next day, and then, you know, we'll get ready to go to Charles Anderson.
Hope they're not listening, man. They're not going to show up to practice though. You're going to condition them.
Hey, they already know. I already told them to bring their running shoes up Thursday. So.
One thing I've noticed before we let you go, Coach, a little bit is on struggling, allowing teams with offensive boards and a lot of second-chance points. How do you kind of fix that here as you get closer to area play?
So the one thing that I've learned in coaching about rebounding is if you don't do it and you don't commit to doing it every day, then it'll come back to haunt you. And I think what we've done is we've gotten preseason, early in the year, we did a ton of rebounding drills, and that was a focus for us just because we had that last game against Hoover in our head where we gave up 28 rebounds to one kid. And so, we came into the offseason focusing on rebounding, and we just gotten away from it. And so I was telling the coaches in the back, go into your books of whatever coaching clinic we did during the summer and pull rebounding drills because that's going to be a priority and that's going to be a focus for us going back. And it's a small stuff. Like, for us, it's rebounding off of a free throw.
Yeah.
Like, we're really bad at rebounding off of a free throw, not to mention just in general rebounding. So we'll get better at it, And Ant has been hurt.
Hasn't started the last couple of games.
Yeah, she hadn't started and, just trying to work her way back. And she's our leading rebounder, her in 20. And so, just getting her back and getting her comfortable and like I say, returning our focus to rebounding. So.
Well, in a place that you said you don't play well and you don't like to play, you come in and get a nice big win, and the boys are trying to do the same thing up by 11.
I mean, this is a hard place to play in.
Yeah.
The crowd is not as bad as it normally is, but this is normally a really bad place to play in. Our boys have lost games here, and the crowd has been vicious. So
it's cold outside. Maybe we'll play it on
that. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Head Coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Girls, thanks so much for your time, man. Congratulations.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That is Head Coach Courtney Pritchett. We'll talk about the boys when we come back here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, where the Auburn High School boys here on the road at Benjamin Russell up 33-22. They closed the half. This thing was tied at 16 apiece, okay? And now it's 33-22, allowing just six total points in that last second quarter. I mean, it was just an unbelievable run. They allowed 10 points in the quarter, but just six after that timeout at 16 apiece. And the Tigers outscore them and get up to 33-22. Some of your leading scorers here so far tonight, you've got Trendon Maynard, who has let it fly. He had 9 in the first quarter. He's got 12 total on the night. Antoine Daniels has 8 to go along with that. Cash Reef with 5. Tamari Allen with 4. And a couple of Tigers, Carl Lindsay and Peyton Plott, both have 2. Keys to the second half, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Run and gun. Play some half-court offense. That's what this team is really, really good at when they want to do it, right? When they settle down, play half-court offense, this team is so dangerous. Then that opens up the opportunity to get out and run and make people pay. If you do that, you're going to walk out of here with 2 dubs tonight, and that'll wrap it up here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll be right back for the third quarter between the Tigers and the Wildcats. Auburn leads 33-22. On the Auburn High Sports Network.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter here on the road. The Auburn High Tigers, they lead the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell 33-22. And second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit SUSCC.edu. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. Cash Reef wants to start off with a bang. He can't do so from downtown. Tigers go flying on the floor for the rebound. Peyton Plott comes up with it. They kick it out now for Maynard. Reef has a chance to respond. He cannot do it. And the rebound pulled down by Bird. Wildcats moving left to right on your radio dial. Benjamin Russell reminder, in their home whites, they've got the maroon BRHS across the chest with the maroon numbers on front and back. Also the maroon BR down each side. Tigers in the road blacks. They've got the Auburn High blue Auburn High A on the chest with the white numbers front and back, and the Auburn High A down the right side. A missed shot from the free throw line, and then on the offensive board, steps out of bounds, does Caleb McClendon, and we're coming back this way. It is Plott, Reef, Daniels, Allen, and Maynard, the five on the floor, the starting five on the floor tonight here to start this second half. And it's Peyton Plott who just surges ahead. When he puts his head down, you're not going to stop him. He gets two right there. Tigers up by 13. We're just over a minute in to this third quarter, 35-22. Off the left side, guarded heavily by Tamari Allen. It's Bird who pushes off a little bit, gets away with it, passes off now inside on the free throw line, a jumper short, and rebound fought for, out of bounds, coming this way. It's out of bounds on Benjamin Russell. 6:34 in this third quarter. Cash Reef will sub out as Carl Lindsay subs into the ballgame for Auburn High. Maynard dribbled off his foot and into the hands of Daniel. He'll kick it to Lindsay. Now works it back to Peyton Plott. Gets the play call from head coach Chris Brandt. And here come the Tigers. Plott off the left side. Hands it off to Maynard. He spins. He's pressured immediately. Plott's got it in the corner. Finds Daniel. Steps into a three. No. Can't get the roll. And pulled down by Robinson. 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Tigers lead by 13 on the road. It's Bird, picked up by Maynard, kicks it into the corner. Heavy pressure by Peyton Plott. Tigers going strictly man. Working it on the left side, just not a whole lot doing. It's Robinson, thinks about the three, dribbles baseline, tough floater from 12 feet, can't get the roll, pulled down by Allen. Ahead now for Maynard. Tigers looking to penetrate. They do. Lindsay, three, yes! Carl Lindsay's just his second bucket of the ball game, but his first three on the night, and the Tigers have expanded their lead. They're up by 16. 5:25 to play, and Robinson was wide open on the weak side and lays it in for two to stop the bleeding for the Wildcats. Maynard running point, surveys. We'll work it over to Carl Lindsay. Tries to use the screen from Daniels. Tries to get it back to Daniels and does. We approach 5 minutes in this third quarter. Auburn High up by 14. Maynard, deep three, left wing, no, too strong. And rebound tipped around and pulled down by LaJavius Calhoun. Trendon Maynard had 12 points thanks to some threes in that first half. He wanted another one. Couldn't get it, and the Tigers force a turnover in the half court. Daniels gets his paws on it, kicks to the corner. Lindsay, pump fake, baseline, floater, too strong, and pulled down on the weak side by Kendrick Bird. Bird across the timeline, left to right on your radio dial with 4.5 to play. Surges ahead, gets to the lane, gets to the bucket, and is fouled. As Bird steps up to shoot his first free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
38-25 as Kendrick Byrne knocks down the first free throw. Auburn High leads Benjamin Russell on the road here up to 80, about 45 minutes from Auburn as Byrne steps up to shoot the second free throw, and he goes 2-for-2. Does Kendrick Byrne. 38-26, 4:20 to play here in this third quarter. Auburn High on top by 12. They kick it out. Trey Ross is in. Antoine Daniels between the leg dribble, goes up between four defenders, lays it in, and he can't get the make. I thought he had it. He got the bump, though. He'll head to the free throw line. Good take by Antoine Daniels. I thought he got the bucket, too. Just couldn't quite get there. Took a huge hit and is able to step up to the free throw line. Thought we were ready to flex on him. Just couldn't quite do it. Auburn leads by 12 with 4:14 to play in this third quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being along with us on a chilly Tuesday night just outside of Alex City, Alabama. First free throw from Daniels is good. Daniels had 8 in that first half. Daniels last night had 13 to tie Trendon Maynard to lead all scorers against Montgomery Academy. He goes 2-for-2 there. At the free throw line, he's into double digits. Creeping towards 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. Auburn leads 40-26 over Benjamin Russell. Here on the road, probably more Tiger fans than Wildcat fans on the road. Off the right side, picks up his dribble. Guarded by Hightower, who's in the ball game. Should have been called for a 5-second. Gets it to Morgan. He's guarded by Ross on the right wing. They leave him alone. Dribbles baseline. Gets cut off. Feeds it around. They work it to the left side. Now it's Bird. Dribbles on Peyton Plott. Kicks it back out for three. Good closeout by Joseph Hightower. Cuts him off in the semicircle. And back out to the half-court line. As Morgan tries to cut baseline. Cut off by Ross. Helped by Lindsay. Blocked the shot and a late foul call The blocks. Oh, my goodness. The shot was blocked. The Tigers were off and running, and then they called the foul on Carl Lindsay, who came over to help because Ross was just a little bit beat. Great play by Carl Lindsay. They just delayed to call the foul, and that will put Sedarian Morgan on the free throw line, who's been held scoreless since he had 9 in that opening quarter. First free throw from him is good. .328 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 40-27. Morgan to go 2 for 2 on the shooting foul on Carl Lindsay. Yep. Back within 12 are the Wildcats. Tigers moving right to left as we look at it. Hightower, left side. Two-man game with Peyton Plott. Back and forth they go. Tigers trying to get into a set. Don't know exactly what they want to do. Hightower's got it. On the left side, gets into the lane. Kicks to Plott. Daniels on the wing. Finds a cutting Trey Ross. Wasn't ready for it. Had a little bit of heat on it as Morgan will pick it up and take it the other way for the Wildcats. That was a travel. On the right wing, a tough shot with the bump. Won't go, but heading to the line is LaJavius Calhoun. He's been held scoreless and can change that at the line. 40-28 is Auburn High lead here on the road over the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell. But a slower third quarter. First half may have gone by faster than this entire quarter did. First free throw was good. .256 in the third frame to cut the lead to 10. He got it. Hanging around are the Wildcats here in their home gym. Students have showed up. Cheerleaders have showed up. I'd say it's about 80% full on that side. Lindsay's going to jack one up from three. Way too strong. Joseph Hightower pulls it down on this side and gives Lindsay another chance straight away. Didn't take it. Now into the corner. Daniels dribbles baseline. Kicks baseline. Goes up strong and lays it in. Antoine Daniels looked like he was going to kick to the corner. He takes the shot. And Auburn High is going to try and get a sub off the made basket. They will. Looks like Benjamin Russell thinks about doing the same. They will not. As Peyton Plott sits down, Tyler Dixon will step in for the first time in this third quarter. 2.5 to play. Tigers back up by 12. Lindsay throws the double, and it's stolen by Dixon. Goes up and tried to lay it in. That should be a goaltending call, and it is. Dixon went up to dunk it, changed his mind, and laid it in, and it should be a goaltending call on Sedarian Morgan, and it is. They're going to give Tyler Dixon the points. That was a good call by the back judge over in front of the home fans. So give Tyler Dixon 2 points. Tigers are up by 14. Tyler Dixon had a missed dunk opportunity last night. He wants one so bad. That probably wasn't it right there. A couple of defenders were right behind him. Daniels pokes it away in the half court. And the Wildcats are able to corral and then a foul away from the basketball. Are they going to get Tyler Dixon on that? They are. They're going to get him committing a foul against Sedarian Morgan. I wasn't watching that way. It was the opposite side of the half court. Third foul for Auburn in this third quarter. The lead is 14 with 2:09 to play in the third frame. Inbound baseline right. It is Bird trying to find it in. He's guarded by Lindsay. He's able to find Calhoun. Off the right side, guarded by Allen. We have 2 to play in the third quarter, counting down. Penetrates with the right hand. Gets cut off on the baseline. Finds an outlet. Now on the free throw line extended. He'll pull it back to the point. Is McClendon. The starting guard, Hightower, puts a ton of pressure. Reaching in a little bit. Trying to get him. And a 5-second call. 5-second call. Joseph Hightower forces it on Caleb McClendon. He dribbled too long. When you get too much pressure and you don't move, they're going to call that every time. Heck of a play defensively by Joseph Hightower, the senior guard. He's running the point now. Bounce pass into the corner. Carl Lindsay, 3. You bet. Give Hightower the hockey assist and Daniels the actual assist. Carl Lindsay feeling himself a little bit more. He's up to 6 in the corner, 8 for the game. And the Tigers are up by 17. Bodies go flying on the right side of the floor. Somehow coming out of the pile was Calhoun, who left a four-foot floater short. Ahead now for Daniels on the right wing. Spins in the lane. Lost it. Bounce pass. Allen, you bet. I thought Antoine Daniels may have lost it, but he had control the entire time and found a cutting Tamari Allen in transition. And the Tigers are flirting to go up by 20. With under a minute to play in this third quarter. Bird, crossover dribble on the right. Now they find it to Morgan on the left. He's got a mismatch guarded by Tyler Dixon. Gets the screen, now a mismatch with Allen. Kicks on the right side. Bird goes baseline. Right-hand layup won't go, but a foul. That thing almost rolled in there. But that'll put Bird on the charity stripe with 44 seconds to play in this third quarter. Got to be happy with how the Tigers have played if you are Coach Brandt. First free throw is no good. Second chance as Antoine Daniels sits down for the final 44 seconds of the quarter. Trey Ross back in. No, excuse me. It is Mark Pizette. No, it is Magnus Davis who is in. Can't get my number straight. Missed free throw, but an offensive board for the Wildcats. They've got it at the point. Pressure by Hightower. Goes around him. Davis steps in. Bumps him. Doesn't matter. Layup is good. Give that to Caleb McClendon as the Tigers accelerate now. And a travel. A travel is called on Magnus Davis right here in front of us. It was called by the far official instead of the near official. I couldn't quite see it. I wasn't looking at his feet, so I don't know if he traveled or not, but that is the call. With 23.9 to play in the third quarter, Auburn leads by 17. Across the timeline is McClendon. Kicks it now for Morgan. He gets cut off in the lane. That's a free throw line jumper. Too strong. Pulled down by Davis. Looks ahead. He's got six. Lost it. Ball's rolling on the floor across the half-court line with three. Picked up by the Wildcats. The end of the corner. Good if it goes. It did not. And Sedarian Morgan tried. He tried to do it again. With chaos at the end of the quarter, Tigers will take a 17-point lead to the fourth and final frame. 49-32. Auburn over Benjamin Russell. We got the fourth quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
8 minutes to go here on the campus of Benjamin Russell as we start the fourth quarter. The Wildcats of Benjamin Russell moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving right to left. They've got a 17-point lead to the Auburn High Tigers. They're playing defense now. Tabari Allen gets driven by, but he bumps now on the entry pass as Tyler Dixon comes up with a moving right to left. As we look at it, Allen, corner, Hightower, back to Allen, right wing, three, no, too short, and tried to fight for the board. Did Hightower, couldn't rip it away from Sedarian Morgan. Morgan rips the knees, goes baseline, Eurostep, tries to go a reverse layup. Said he got fouled. I don't know about it. But he earns his way to the line. Does Sedarian Morgan, who was their go-to man, is number one in white. Remind you, the second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. First free throw is no good for Morgan. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. On 96.3 WLE on the radio dial, 963WLEE.com and the Radio Alabama app. Appreciate you being with us on back-to-back nights. As we'll be live again Monday and Tuesday of next week as well. Morgan goes 1-for-2 at the line. Lindsay on the left, or on the right wing, rather. Right corner. Bounce pass to the other corner. Swings. Davis. 3. No. Off the back iron. Good-looking shot, though, as we've got a Wildcat down on this end of the floor. Turnover into the out-of-bounds. It was knocked away by Auburn. It'll stay with the Wildcats. That was Quay Young, who's in the ballgame for one of the very few times, who was able to limp off. A couple of Tigers are going to come back into the game as Davis will sit down. Lindsay will sit down as Peyton Plott and Trendon Maynor are on the floor. They join Antoine Daniels, Tamari Allen, and Tyler Dixon. Left to right on your radio dial. Now Ahmad Green starting to get some bench players in as Auburn leads 49-33. We're under 7 to play. Right side is Morgan. Crossover dribble. Picks it up into the corner. Finds Robinson. Now back out to the point, guarded heavily by Peyton Plott. It's McClendon working on him. Over to the left side of the floor, guarded by Daniels. It was Green. That floater's no good. And pulled down by Tyler Dixon. Trendon Maynor now on the right wing. He had a bunch of threes in the first half. He kicks it into the corner. Tamari Allen, he wants a three. No. And rebound fought for. Dixon goes up with the right hand and scoop and score off the offensive board. Love seeing Tyler Dixon get involved. He's got 4. Right side now, 6:15 to play in the ball game. Auburn on top of Benjamin Russell, 51-33. Robinson swings it over to the right, guarded by Daniels now, is Green. Back to the right side on the volleyball line extended. Drives, baseline, goes up for a dunk and laid it in anyway, right over Tyler Dixon. That's 15, Jaya Hunter, apologies. Tigers advance quickly, find Dixon cutting in the lane. Tamari Allen turned it over. Head coach Chris Brandt does the surrender cobra, the hands behind the head. He can't believe it. You don't want to let this team back in the ballgame. They trail by 16 with 5.5 to play at the point. Nearly stolen by Dixon. Kicked into the corner. It's Robinson now. Wildcats trying to find any momentum on offense. Trying to get back-to-back buckets here. Kick to the top. Into the semicircle. Stop. Now on the left wing. Back to the point. Working on Maynor. Gets into the lane. Throws it up. Wild shot. Late foul call on Antoine Daniels, I believe, is who they're going to get. No, they're going to get Trendon Maynor on the call. I just don't see it. It was such a late call. And that's going to put Caleb McClendon on the free throw line. Talk about a way to let him back in the game. Free throws with 5:14 to play. He'll do it. And the first one's good. 51-36, Auburn leads as Tyler Dixon sits down. Antoine Daniels sits down as Cash Reef is in the ballgame. Never mind, Daniels is going to stay in the game. Apologies, he was just talking to the sideline. Thought he was going to sub out. He does not. Timeout called on the floor. We'll take one with him here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 51-37, 5:14 to play. We're back in 30 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. 51-37. Tigers clinging to a 14-point lead, but the Wildcats making a little bit of a push here. Is Benjamin Russell on their home floor with 5:14 to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers go for the home run ball. Reef dumps it off, and the layup is good by Tabari Allen. Good heads-up play on the inbound, coast-to-coast for the Tigers, and Allen gets it to go. He's got 8 points so far, four in each half, under five to play. In this fourth quarter, Tigers up 53-37. Baseline jumper from 18 feet. Doesn't get the roll. Tipped around by Plott and into the hands of Antoine Daniels. And then a bad foul underneath the opposite basket. We're going to call that on Sedarian Morgan. So Tigers again moving right to left on your radio dial. Wearing the road black sign. Looking sharp. Here at Benjamin Russell. Glad we could be here. Glad you could join us. On the Auburn High Sports Network, that pass was deflected out of bounds. We'll do it again. .450 to play, and Tiger fans are heading home. They believe they may have it. Cash Reef in the corner, 4-3, too strong off the back iron. Peyton Plott scores for the rebound but can't secure it. And here come the Wildcats again in the half court, in the lane. Eurostep left hand, no, pulled down by Daniels. Here comes Auburn with 4.5 to play. Into the corner, Plott, pump fake, pull up, 18, no. And cleared by Sedaria Morgan. 4:15 in this first, or this fourth quarter, rather. Auburn on top of Benjamin Russell, 53-37. Took an extra step on the way in, and Morgan's going to get called. Excuse me, Morgan's going to get to the line. Daniels will be called for the foul, and Tigers can't believe it. Tell you what, Sedaria Morgan can find his way to the free throw line. That's exactly where he's going to go. .411 to play in the fourth quarter, 53-37, Auburn. Leads Benjamin Russell. Girls got a big win in game one. And can't connect on the first. For Sedaria Morgan, had 9 in the first quarter. Scoreless in the second. He's got just 3 in this second half. Auburn did a good job slowing him down in these final two quarters. He goes 0-for-2 at the line, and then a lane violation. Believe a lane violation on Auburn. No, they called it on Benjamin Russell. Okay, cool. So Tigers are going to be moving right to left, baseline out of bounds. With the full length of the floor to go, they get it in. As we approach 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter, it's 53-37 Auburn over Benjamin Russell. We're here on the road on a Tuesday night on the Auburn High Sports Network. Antoine hands off to Trendon Maynard. Tigers is going to play keep away. Tabari Allen kicks to the corner. Daniels, 4-3, air ball, and pulled down by Hunter underneath, and then a jump ball forced, and possession arrow stays on this end of the floor. Head coach Chris Brandt screaming, why are you shooting? Just kill the clock. With 3:49 to play, Tigers have it baseline left, finds Antoine Daniels underneath and lays it in off the inbound. The Tigers do that better than most, man. They're so good at scoring off the inbound on that backdoor cut. The girls do a good job at it too. How about that? Robinson goes off the right side and splits a couple of defenders and lays it in with the right hand. 3.5 to play. Bounce pass to Maynard. I expect the Tigers to work it around a little bit. Not take any crazy shots as he gets fouled on the way in, does Trendon Maynard. With 3:23 to play in this fourth quarter, Auburn leads 55-39. Carl Lindsay subs in as Cash Reef will sit out. Tigers are inbound on the right side of the floor in front of the home section of Benjamin Russell. Guarded heavily. Looks for the backdoor cut. Daniels with two hands. Can't get it to go. Had a two-hand flush and couldn't convert. And then Maynard's fouled from behind. Trying to steal it from behind, and Maynard took a shot. Got to convert on the open dunks. It was a beautiful play. Daniels cut back door and was wide open. Just couldn't convert on the dunk. With 3:17 to play, Tigers have it in the half court now. Into the corner. Lindsay, that's a three. Can't get the roll and hit every part of the rim and the backboard too. I don't think Coach Pran can believe it didn't go in. That's unbelievable. 3:04 to play in this fourth quarter. 55-39. Tigers on top of Benjamin Russell. Morgan off the right side. Crossover dribble. Kicks to the corner for Robinson. He's got it now with the bright neon shoes and throws it away. Tigers force a turnover in the half court. Just trying to kill the next 2:51 here on the road and get out of Benjamin Russell with a hard-fought win after getting one against Montgomery Academy last night. 55-39, Tigers lead. Peyton Plott back in the ballgame. Daniels now in the corner, and he'll work it for Trenton Maynard. As again, they're going to kill as much clock as they can. Peyton Plott is the survey man into the corner for Lindsay. Now back up to Peyton Plott. Tigers have it with 2.5 to play. Got a couple of guards and ball handlers on the floor. Got one right now with Maynard into the lane. Lost it on the way up and a foul. Trenton Maynard worked the way into the hole of that defense. Auburn just moving it around the perimeter. You eventually expand that defense, find the hole, and that's exactly what Zero and Black did, man. Trenton Maynard as a junior is going to be a really, really good senior guard on this team a year from now. Looking forward to seeing what he can do with the rest of his junior season. First free throws off the left side. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Maynard goes 0-for-2 at the line. Daniels fights for the rebound. Another Tiger fought for the rebound, and they say it's out on Auburn High going the other way. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have a quick post-game show after this. We'll talk, try to get a player on and talk to Coach Brandt about the result here tonight at Benjamin Russell. Into the half court, a wide open free throw line jumper, no good by Ahmad Green, and the Tigers slow it down. We approach 2 minutes to play and into the hands of Trenton Maynard. We have 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. 55-39, Tigers will bleed the clock here on the road as they head for the exits. Backdoor cut by Daniels, slams it down with two hands. Been trying for that all night long, and Daniels flushes it home. He's got four in the fourth quarter alone. Auburn is up 57-39, and that sends him out the door here at Benjamin Russell. Off the right side, took an extra step, and they're going to call a foul instead of the travel. It was Calhoun. They call the foul in the act of shooting. With 1:36 to play. Auburn is 1:36 away from walking out of here with two really nice wins on a Tuesday night. First free throw from Calhoun is good. Again, both coaches told us in their postgame interviews last night with Montgomery Academy, this is a tough place to play. The crowd hasn't been as crazy tonight, but they like to come here, but it's tough to come here. And both teams are going to walk out of here with really nice wins. Calhoun goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Tigers up by 16 with 1.5 to play. Subs are in. Lindsay at the point, pulls up. Free throw line, no good. And fought for by Bazell. Can't come down with it, and the Wildcats come up with it. It's Bazell, Davis, Lindsay, Brooks Orr, and Trenton Maynard are in the game, and they pull down the missed layup. Here comes Magnus Davis now. Goes up strong with the right hand, blocked off the backboard. 1:05 to play. And we got a track meet going here at Benjamin Russell. 1 minute to play. Step back, 30-foot three, banked it in. Jaya Hunter, when I say step back, that was a hot back, and banked it in at 8:30 at night. Don't know what the banks are like on this side of town. 45 seconds to play. Tigers lead by 13. Don't want to do anything foolish here if you're Auburn. Maynard, which is why he's in the game. Spin move. Kick. Corner. Three. No. Could not fall for Brooks Orr. This place would have gone crazy on the home side. Carl Lindsay wants a three. No. Pulled down underneath. Fought for. Out of bounds. Ball stays on this end of the floor. It was Brooks Orr who fought for the basketball. 27.4 on the clock. Tigers lead by 13 in the fourth quarter. Let's get out of here. If you're Auburn High, hand off into the corner. Bazell pulls up from 18. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound pulled down and cleared by the Wildcats. Ahead now with 20. They kick it to Robinson. Now it's Robinson on the left wing. Airballed the three. And Lindsey will pull it down, and he can bring it into the half court. Not easily, though. Auburn High has to keep working. Brooks Orr goes up with the left hand and can't get it to fall with 5 seconds to play. Wildcats ahead. Pull up for three at the buzzer. Air ball again. Layup at the buzzer is good. But it does not matter. Tigers win 57-46. A double-digit win on the road here at Benjamin Russell. Stick with us. We'll have a player and Coach Brand on the postgame show coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High double winners tonight here on the road. The varsity girls get the first win, and the varsity boys get the second. 57-46 final score. Auburn High boys take down Benjamin Russell here on the road. I'm Jacob Goins with you in the quick post-game show. The Auburn High Sports Network brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic. And, man, it was a really tough game, and the score is a little bit closer than I think the game actually was by the end of this thing. But Auburn High took command. This was tied up at 16 at one point in the first half, and Auburn pulled away and never looked back. And this was a really good win in a place that's tough to play, a place that is really packed, and you just come in here and you feel good about a win like this. Was it clean for either team, girls or boys? Well, no, maybe not. But I think it was a good win for both squads where you feel good about it. You walk in here on the road. Look, road games and road wins, you're never going to complain. You'll hear a coach have nitpicks about it, but they'll never complain about a road game. We're going to get head coach Chris Brand on here in just a couple of minutes. But some of the final numbers for this Auburn High School team. Leading scorer was Antoine Daniels. He had 16. You also had Trendon Maynard, who finished with 12. Tamari Allen had 8 thanks to a late layup in the fourth quarter. Carl Lindsey had 8 points as well. Good to see him get back in the shooting stroke a little bit. Also had Cash Reef with 5. Couple of the Tigers with 4. Peyton Plott and Tyler Dixon both had 4 as well. As we're about to have the head coach of Auburn High men's basketball, head coach Chris Brandis. The Tigers win 57-46. Coach, congratulations on the win, man. Go Tigers.
Thank you. As I said before, this place is haunted to us, and and it was good to get a double-digit lead and keep it for the rest of the game. And we, you know, they cut into it right at the end. But I'm extremely proud of how we played. We did some crazy things that were uncharacteristic, but we persevered through it and came out with the win. I asked one of the players, I said, how you spell happy? And they said H-A-P. And I said, no.
W.
I said, W-I-N. I said, you want to make me happy? Win this game.
I love it.
It's a good team win.
57-46 final score. Coach, this was a tie ball game at 16 in that first half. You guys go on an 11-0 run to kind of pull away a little bit. What'd you guys do to kind of just get your feet underneath you a little bit, especially here on the road?
Well, I told them, make the extra pass. We were trying to shoot contested shots. Make the extra 2-3. Be a little bit more patient. Shoot it when you're open. And we did. And Tabari and Trendon, they both got really hot. And it just kind of steamrolled for the rest of them, got more confidence.
I think the half-court offense was really effective tonight. I don't know how you felt about it, but it seemed like your guys slowed down a little bit and kind of feeding to what you were just talking about. It seemed like they slowed down a little bit, worked it around the perimeter, and when you get it inside, there's going to be guys open because the defense has to collapse on everybody that's in there.
We put some special plays for different players. We did something for block because he's so extremely fast and puts pressure on him, and he's got reads just like in football. You got reads running the option. We were trying to do a lot of that tonight, and we're putting a little bit more and more, and they're finally grasping what we're trying to do.
57-46 final score, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Safe travels home. Just want to say hello to my family at home.
Appreciate you. That is head coach Chris Brandt of Auburn High boys basketball. They win 57-46. They'll be on the road at Charles Henderson coming up on Friday, but we will not be there. We will be back on the air on Monday. We've got games Monday and on Tuesday, so looking forward to that, and then those will be our final broadcasts for the month of December. Then we'll be back in January when area play gets going and it really starts to ramp up for Auburn High girls and boys basketball. Girls win 73-45. Boys win 57-46. A good night here at Benjamin Russell as the Tigers walk away with two big wins in the varsity girls and the varsity boys game. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network is on Monday for Auburn High basketball. We'll be on the air right here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Tigers a winner, 57-46 in the varsity boys game. Until next time, stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.